By the way, if you have any questions, feel free to just grab the handheld. It's turned on, so feel free to grab it in a meaty fist. Spill your guts. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Grease, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pretty much me and my friends have really had it with the 9-to-5 type of job, and we wanted to get your opinion on what would be a good business to open for ourselves, since you seem to have done virtually everything.
I'd say be a bartender.
Bartender?
Yeah, make something of yourself. Make sure you have a classy demeanor. Work at a good place. And instead of 9-to-5, work as a bartender. Show up for work at 5 in the afternoon. Sit there, picking your teeth, having your oatmeal. You start work at 7 p.m. You work into the night, talking to the people, the laughter, the good times, the drunks. Be a bartender.
Is that for the money or for the women?
Both. You'll be all right. You know, just as long as you conduct yourself well. Think about it. The bright lights, there you'll be. Go to a job that's a little fun. You'll be the center of attention. A lot of thirsty people will be calling out your name.
Hey, bartender, I got a lover.
Yeah.
Not what it seems. Pour me a drink if you know what I mean. Don't mix it up. Give me straight what you got. I don't want it on the rocks. I want my love straight up.
That's it, buddy. Pour it stiff.
Well, my baby don't love me. Hey, don't you see? Straight no chest. It's all right by me. Don't mix it up. Give me straight what you got.
Bizarre stories. I don't know if I dare tell you about the Widow Wickets. Yeah, well, she loved her man so much. And he had so much prowess in the hop at the gee department that she screwed up her courage. And she said to the mortician, "Sir, before you bury my husband, would you mind cutting off the hydraulics and delivering it to my place, please?"
Hey, you all over with my song. Love you all night and by morning she's gone. Don't be
tittle. Yeah, that's right.
Give straight what you got.
She asked him to do a lop off act.
I don't want it on the rocks. I want my love straight up.
Well, it turns out the mortician had had requests like that from women before. So he told the Widow Wickets, "Sure, I'll cut that bang off and have it delivered." Well, it turned out the guy was pretty manly. And so when he took that thing off, he realized he was John Holmesian in proportion. So what he did was he got an old bed spring, and he stuffed the hydraulics in that to give it consistency. And then he put in the brown paper bag and had it delivered to the Widow Wickets. Well, she answers the door and picks up that weighty sack. She's like, "Oh, at last." Well, she puts it on the end of the counter in the kitchen. Goes to make herself a double scotch. When, wouldn't you know, it falls off the counter. And that spring hits the ground and starts going, boy, 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 hopping in the sack. She looks at that and her eyes bug out of her head as she sees that paper sack full of man meat hopping up and down. So she starts chasing after it going, "Here I am!
Kids, the
Grease Man. We're going to take a break. Got some quizzes lined up. All kinds of stuff on the docket. Linger longer because there's action ahead. 800-544-9294 is the number if you'd like a piece of the pie. Stand by. There's more of the Grease Man Show.